Your grandparents.
Well, my mother's parents were local Salzburg people.
Mm-hmm.
Recent family, the Gnads. Probably never heard their name.
Mm-mm.
That's another German name that's in this area pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And other names. Just about all Tenerife might be connected with.
Right.
Pretty close neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Now my father, I really don't know, it's never been joined up, but there was a Zala come to Ebenezer in 1749.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow he didn't like it here. According to they're working on the histories now.
Mm-hmm.
He came over, this is all, I'd say he was my ancestor, but it hasn't been really worked.
Right.
But he come as an indentured servant. He had to work 4 years to repay for his passage.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty quick he run away to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my people come from, Charleston.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's the way they got there. The book says he run away to the Congreves. It's the Congreve River, that's Columbia.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was already settled country. He went there, anyway, he said, according to the book, the governor of South Carolina wouldn't agree to extradite him. He kept him open.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. He didn't never pay his way. And that was Zala. Now, my grandmother, Zala, was a miller.
Hmm.
And she was born in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, okay.
Probably German people.
Mm-hmm. You think they were all German descent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long has it been since they spoke German in this area?
They tell us around pretty quick after the Revolution, by 1800 in a quick restart.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The last thing that kept it was the Lutheran ministers. We would get one from Germany, and he was his English. He learned English, but it was so broken.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are you Lutheran?
My family's all Lutheran.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you belong to any churches or organizations
or anything? I don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most everyone does.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how important it is.
Well.
Some do and some don't.
Yeah. I belong to some clubs. I don't belong to a church, but so you were never in the Masons or any of this type of organization?
They around here.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I was.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I just have a whole list of different topics and different terms that you call different things.
If you understand it, I'll write down here.
We'll start out and go through them. The first is about the different rooms in the house. Like, what would you call this room? Or room in the front of the house.
When you come in there, of the old house, this was the parlor.
Okay. This was...
That was the front porch. This was a window. On the front porch, all the way.
Oh, okay. So this in the front was added on.
Right. About 25 years later, they added on to the house when the family got large.
Mm-hmm.
See here, you went out that way to a dining room and kitchen, which is not there, through an open breezeway.
Oh.
That's the way it was.
That's been torn down.
There was four rooms here, these two, and two small ones. And then a dining room and kitchen where they done all their cooking and eating.